This is the podcast for the listening and note-taking page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. Taking notes, both when reading texts and when listening to lectures or presentations, is an essential aspect of student life. In order to understand how to make effective notes, it's useful to be clear of what your purpose is. Usually at university, you will take notes in order to use them later. For example, when revising for exams, or in an academic essay or report. This means that your notes not only need to contain the main points, but must also be clear and easy to use, as it may be days, weeks, or even months after you make notes before you actually need them. Note-taking for listening has many areas in common with note-taking when reading. For example, the need to identify main ideas, to distinguish main from supporting details, and to make your notes clear and concise. Two areas which are especially important for listening compared to reading are being able to identify language cues, in other words, lecture cues, which the speaker uses to structure his or her talk, and being able to take notes quickly using symbols and abbreviations. Let's consider some do's and don'ts for note-taking when listening. The following are 10 tips for taking good notes in lectures. Many of these also apply to taking notes when reading. 1. Only write points connected to the main ideas. Don't try to write down everything. 2. Write in short phrases using key words, not complete sentences. 3. Use symbols and abbreviations to help save time. 4. Listen for lecture cues to help you follow the organization of the lecture. 5. Use a clear style of note-taking. 6. Focus especially on the beginning and the end, as these usually contain an overview or summary of the main points. 7. Make sure you understand the main idea before you start noting any details. 8. Remember your notes after the lecture. Go back and add detail, compare with fellow students, and expand abbreviations in case you forget what they mean later. 9. Keep your notes well organized with the date and name of the class at the top of the page, so you can easily find them later. 10. Use a notebook or A4 paper, writing only on one side of the page, so you can add more information later. That's the end of the podcast. For more information, including a checklist to check your notes, please see the website eapfoundation.com/listening/note-taking.